Masa, here's a second doim. Af pesulim is mezel ozli. And the first time you live with even the less than three, you take a break to pesulim. V'yosu, new pesulim, grow back later. So therefore, that's the proof to say that taka, even before three, you take a break to pesulim. Just the pshat is the pesulim grow back again. Tana Rabban, learn like this. Meister, what's happened, biyustini, that bitoi shel asvirus, shel antinoikis. Once happened a story like this, but biyustini, she was a daughter, bitoi shel asvirus has been antininis, shevos of ne Rebbe, she came in front of Rebbe. Ormulus, it said like this, Rebbe, isha bekamo nisis. Like, at what age can a girl have nisuyin? So he said, O Malo, Bas Gimel Shonim V'yemech, when she's 3 years old in one day, then she could have Nisuin get married. O Vekamo Misaberis, how old is she when she could become pregnant? O Malo, he said, Bas Yudbe Shonim V'yemech, just be 12 years old in one day, that's when she could become pregnant. So he answered back and said, Bas Yudbe Shonim V'yemech. Omro Loisa, she said to him, Ani Nisaisi B'sheish, I got married when I was 6 years old. Vilarati b'sheva, and I had kids when I was 7 years old. Oy l'sholosham shavarati b'vesaba, oy ve, like the 3 years I waited, that's still in my father's house. Meaning to say, like, I got married at six, I should have got married when I was 3 years old. But kids, she was a goya, Shiksa said this. So now it's the question of Mima Abro, is it true what she said that she could really get pregnant to have a kid when she's 7 years old? V'yotoni learned like this, v'otoni rav devoi, kaim mit rav Nachman, that Gimel Noshim Mishamshes B'moich. There are three ladies that are Mishamshes B'moich that have a heter to live with a moich. Titano Muberes U'Moniko. Mean to say, they have a heter to live with a moich, put a cotton v'yos amokam, that they should not become pregnant. That's a Titano, a girl less than 12 years old. Muberes, she's pregnant already, not to become pregnant a second time. U'Moniko, she's nursing, not to become pregnant then. Ketana, what's the reason now? If the girl is the Ketana or Shema Tesava to be afraid, maybe she'll become pregnant. Shema Tesava but Thomas and she'll die. So you see, clearly a girl under 12, if she comes pregnant, she'll only die from it. But she can't give birth. So how could this girl said that she gave birth when she was 7 years old? Muberis, the reason why a pregnant lady has also a heter to live with a husband when she has a Mishamshus B'moich Katan B'yos Tamakam, because now, Mubera, Shema, Tas, Uber, Sandal. That if she's pregnant already, we're afraid if she has Tashmish again, that maybe she'll become pregnant like a second time. And the second or the first kid will hit the other kid. It'll become a sandal. Like you ruin the kid. Rashi says, Shema, Saberis, Tumim, Pomim, Shoechot, Deuch, Ekes, Chaber. One hits the other one. Oh, Poich, next out is Surah, that we have before. Ain Sandal, Shani, Movlad. Therefore, it's like a sakana for her to come pregnant again, and therefore we let her be mishamash b'moich. Meniko, if she's nursing, also shema tigmoles b'no v'yomis. Maybe if she comes pregnant a second time now, she'll stop nursing, and the first kid will die because of that. Therefore, she has a heter to be mishamash b'moich. Now, it says clearly v'yezil ketana. What's called the ketana here to say that she has a heter to use a moich? But this mibas yud alef shonim v'yemechod v'yad yud beishon v'yemechod. When she's 11 years old in one day, until she's 12 years old in one day, that year, it's a sakana for her to become pregnant, and she has a heter to use a meich. Pochus mikan, but let's say she's less than 11 years old, or yes, mekana, more than 12 years old, mishamesh, then she can live normally, volechas, and go, nothing will happen to her. Less than 11, she will not become pregnant, and after 12, she can give birth normally. Divrei Rebbe Meir, these are the words of Rebbe Meir. But Kol Ponim, we see clearly that less than 11 years old, she cannot become pregnant. V'chomam v'chom say though, again, v'chachomam v'imrim, achazu v'yachazu, misham shes kedarko v'hoylechus, that whether she's 10, 11, or 12, she should live normally. She doesn't have to put a moich there. If she's married, she can live with her husband normally. Or min ha-shemayim yirachmu, and min shem, you can be son of a Kodesh Baruch, will have rachmonis, like Hashem will not make her pregnant and kill her. But even the Chum agree, though, that she cannot have a kid. Just they say, don't have to be afraid, nothing will happen, that she won't die because of it. Shneimer, the Pasuk says, Shem Epsoyim Hashem. So I go upon, this is the Kasha, how could she say she became pregnant, that she gave birth at 7, and here it's not possible to give birth so early. So my answer is like this, the boy is saying, one thing I could answer you is, the Pasuk says, Asher Besor Chamorim Besorim, that a Goy is like a Chamor, so you can't bring a proof from a Chamor to a Jew. It could be by a goy she give birth at 7 years old. But by a Jew, a different type of a person, the kids say they cannot give birth less than 12 years old. V'boisem, another terrorist could be asher piyim divrei shov v'yiminim yimin sheker. Is what they say, you can't trust them. So b'chal, what she said, we can't trust them. So it could be she never gave birth either at 7 years old. If a b'chal, there's no kasha. Talmud Rabbanan learned like this. Maisa once happened, b'shakos with one isha, she abos on Rabbi Kishkem in front of Rabbi Kiva. Omer lo Rebbe, she said to Rebbe, nivalti b'terech gimushanim, I live with my husband, live with somebody less than 3 years old. Is now with a husband, she lived with somebody less than 3 years old. Is mani lakuna? Do I have a shame pagam absula me? Am I still mutter to get married to a kayin? Omaloi said to a ksherat lakuna. Yes, you're mutter to get married to a kayin. No matter who she lived with, even if she lived with a mamzer or with a goy, but a bia less than 3 years old is not called a bia, it doesn't pass her. Is omaloi rebbe, em shalachom mosh lama dovda, I'll give you an example what it's like. Lama dovda doimel. Litinik shetomnu lo etzba bidvash, a kid that put his finger into honey. So locher is that palm rishonis. What happens is palm rishonis the first or second time goyabo. He gets yelled out. He doesn't like it. Like shlishis moitzisus, the third time though, then he'll start to suck it or like it. So Rashi says what she meant to say was that she has already a tam biyim and she has a tam to have znus. Rashi says kloimar. Afani tamti tamznus, she had be a lot of times and she has a time to be like a zayna. Is omalos, Rebbe said back to him, came so, psula ato lakuna, you know then you are pos lakuna. Means this, we'll soon see what he meant to say. Even though all these bias took place when she was less than 3 years old. So roa ha talmidim mistaklim zeh, Rebbe saw all those talmidim wondering, looking at one another, well, how come my Rebbe paskin this way? Because even though she had a lot of bias then, but since she was less than three, the bias not after her. Omalem, he said back to him, Loma Dova Kosher Venechim, why is it bothering you? Omalei, so he said to him, Kishem Shekola Torah Aloch Lomosh Mesinai, Kach Pochus Ibas Gimel Shonim Kshem Lakuna Aloch Lomosh Mesinai. There's also part of Aloch Lomosh Mesinai, that even though she adds Nus, but since it was less than 3 years old, it doesn't make a pagam, she's not possible, she should still be mutter to Lakuna. That's what the Talmidim said back to Rabbi Akiva. And the Gemara says, V'yafri Rabbi Akiva, even Akiva only said this. Lechadet to make the tamidim smart. That's all, but not that he really meant it. Now the Vada call any bia she has less than 3 years old does not make any psul in her. Now the Mishnah says, Ben Teshon of Yemecha, the boy when he's 9 years old, in one day Shabu al Yevimtoi, the case where his brother died, and now he's Miyab and his wife. So Kona, those by a boy. The bee is first called the bee when he's 9 years old. So if he makes a bee in his Yivama, he has the kinyan. We'll soon see the Gemara means the kinyan with the Rabbanan. But v'yei noisen get achigdo, they can't give her a get until she becomes a gdolo, because for two reasons. First of all, a katan can't give a get, and secondly, we'll see in the Gemara, he's not married to a completely yet midiraisa. But umetama benida, if a boy lives with a nida, says Bia, when he's 9 years old, is called a Bia, and therefore he has din of a boil nida, and therefore becomes Tomei, letame mishkav tachton kelyon, that his mishkav has the same malocha like the tachton, or his mishkav tachton is like the elyon of his zat, that only becomes a tumas like a rishon of tumah, to metama oichle in a mashkin. U poisol viena meichel, his Bia get pasol, but does not let her eat, she's not meichel. I mean, to say what she says, poison is, let's say, a guy or a mamzer lives with a girl and he's 9 years old, that's called a bia, she becomes psula to get married to a kain. And v'yeinu maichu b'truma, Rashi says, means, let's say the yovin is 9 years old and he's a kain and he lives with his yevimtoi. So even though he's kain of b'hach bia, but still she cannot eat from truma. Like we'll see in the Gemara, because it's not called the bia gemur midiraisa, it's not called kain of cotton, cannot be kain of midiraisa. Therefore, she cannot eat truma because of this bia that the cotton made with his yivama. If a boy 9 years old lives with the behema has a locha that it's also to be used for a korban. For the skelas al yodoi, in case there are two edim there, so locha is then we kill this chayiv skila, this ashuras chayiv skila. Let's say this boy lives with any erva, and she's a gedola. The locher is she's chayiv misa. Let's say he lives with his sister, and his sister is a gedola, so she's chayiv misa. It's called the bia. Who potter? His cotton. He's potter for misa since he's in la bar oinchin. He's potter for misa. So I call upon him, that's the chiddush of this mishnah, that when the boy is 9 years old, then his bia is called the bia. and therefore, if any Arayis live with him, it's called the Bias Erva, and they'll be Chayiv Misa because of it. Now the Gemara says, Sheyagdil beget Sagilot. It's not from the Mishnah, when there's Ben Teshonim, when he lives with his Yavamah, so he's Kainho, it's just that he can't give or give until she becomes a Gedoyla, until he becomes a Godel. But the question that becomes a Godel, is it true they just have to ask the get? Why? Mashmat the Bia was a Kenyan Gemurah, Skishtol Gemurah, and there's no more Din Azika, there's no more Chalitza, why? For a time, you would learn like this. Also, Bia spent tests, Kemaimah Begodel. And like this, Ma Maimah Begodel, just when the Godel makes Maimah, that's only Kedusha Midirabonin, because Midiraisa, when your brother dies, if you want to make Yibum, you have to be Koinah Bia. To make Kedusha in Maimah, first you give a Kesa, that's only Midirabonin. So it's like this, Ma Maimah Begusman the Godel gives Maimah. So Lachra is now Tzara get the Mamaroi. If he doesn't want to make Bia, he'll make Yibum, so he has to give her a get Midirabonin to take away the Maimah that he made. But the Chalit, Litikosa Midiraisa, she still Zokuk to him, and he has to give a Chalitza. So what the Bryce Mitzvah is, Av Bia's Cotton, the same thing with a Cotton, Av Bia's Ben Cotton. When he lives with his Yivama, it's Tzara get the Mamaroi, Taka Truth, is Bia like makes Kedusha Midirabonin like. Later, he has to give her a get because of that maimer when he grows older. But still, the chalit to lizikosoi, midiraisi wasn't kind of midiraisi, there's still zika there. So midiraisi still have to give her a chalit to lizikosoi. So when it says, Amarav, Rav says, hochikoma, this is what the Mishnah means to say, that legeshe yagdil yivol v'yitin get. And echnami, when this kotem becomes a godol, then he should make another bia, and with that the bia, then he's kind of a kinyin gemura. And then it's kishtel echodover. And then if he wants to get rid of her, all he has to do is give her a get. Benachnami, before it becomes a godol, he really can't get rid of her. But the locher is, he'll have to make chalitza and a get. Or then, if it becomes a godol, it would not be enough just to give her a get. But if he wants to get rid of her, not live with her, he would have to give her a get for the bias kedushin that he made. But he also have to give her chalitza to be mata the zika midiraisa. Here, now the Mishnah says, Bas achas asara shon of Yemecha, the girl that's 11 years old in one day, is nidore and nevdokim. We have to check out the nidorim that she makes. Because if she knows l'shem ma, that she's making the neder, then the neder is chal, even though she's still a ketana. But the 11th year, the year before she comes to gedayla, her nidorim could be chal. Mashen kein bas shtei mesre shon of Yemecha, once she's 12 years old in one day, then nidore kayorim, then her nidorim is chal. If she made a neder, the neder is chal. The Mishnah says, though, if you know, we check her out, though, Kol Shtei Mesrei, the 12th year, means when she's 11 years old, till she comes 12 years old, that 12th year, we check her out to see if she knows if she, what she means when she makes the nether. So really, the Mishnah is saying it over again, so we'll more explain why. Now, then Shtei Mesrei Shana, a boy that's 12 years old, V'yemechad in one day, so that's 1 year before it becomes a Godol. So the same thing, the door of Nevdokim, you have to check out if he makes a neder to see if he really knows what he mean, what he's saying. Ben Yud Gimel Shana V'yemechad, let's say he's 13 years old, and one day, after that's by mitzvah, then the door of Kiyom, then he makes a neder, the neder is like a chal, after it becomes by mitzvah, then the neder is chal. But again, the Mishnah repeats itself and says, U'boidkim kol shloshe yasara, you have to check him out, the 13th year. As before, he's during that 13th year, before he's by mitzvah, from 12 in one day, till he becomes 13 years old in one day, we have to check out his nedarim to see if he knows the shem ma he's making it, if he knows what he's talking about, then the neder is chal, and if not, not. Now the Mishnah says, koidim l'zman hazeh, by a girl before she's 11, or by a boy before he's 12, sa'afa pishom, even though it was said, that yoidim on l'shem mi nedarim, he knows who he made the neder for, whereas l'shem mi ikdishan, or l'shem mi he made the hegdish to be chal. So the locker is aimed at Reyim Neder, his Neder is not Chal, for an Hegdesh and Hegdesh. Less than 11 or less than 12, they're called pure Katan Ktano, without Das, therefore the Hegdesh or the Neder is not Chal. Only this Chiddush is a Mufla, Samach Lish, that is last year before it becomes a Bar Mitzvah or a Gedolah, that last year depends upon if they know what they're saying or not. Now, Liachar Azman is there after this time, Afa Pishom, even though they say, Einonu Yod L'Shem Min Adarnu, we have to become by mitzvah, even though I said they did not know L'Shem Min Adarnu, or L'Shem Min Hikdishanu, is Nidra Neder, the Neder is Chal, and Begdesh and Hegdish, the Hegdish is also Chal. Once they become by mitzvah, and she comes to Gedolah, she's 12 years old, then she can't tain if I care. Then we say, it's not a Chal.
Now the Gemara is Bechivu the Torna Bas Achas Asara Shana V'Yemechod. Now the Ren of Dokim, once you say when she's 11 years old, we check out her Nedorim, and Bas Yud Bei Shana V'Yemechod Nedorim Kayamim, but once she becomes a Gedolah, once she becomes 12 years old in one day, then in Nedorim Achal, if so, Lomali, what does Mishnah have to say this for? On the Chur Pshita, it says we check her out the 11th year, so Pshita, after the 11th year, when she becomes 12 years old, that in the Dor Machal? Samura says no. Otherwise, Kosal Kotayat Achimin, I would have thought to say, Boitikim Li'olam, maybe you check her out Li'olam, Boitikim Li'olam, maybe. That no matter how old she is, still we have to check her out. Is Kamash Malon that no, that we don't check her out anymore? Like Rashi says, after it says, Yeboitikim by 11 means if she's less than 11, then you don't even have to check her out altogether. But maybe once she's 11 and upwards, no matter how old she is, 12 or 13 or 14, maybe still you have to check her out. If she knows to l'shem me, she made this neder. So that's the Kamash Malon know that we only check her out this 11th year, but after that we don't have to check her out anymore. Kamash Malon. Another more says, V'chivun t'toni bas yud bei shon of yoy mechot, nedorim kayomim. If so, boitkim kol shtem esrei shono, esrei lomali. What do you have to tell me? You have to check out the whole 12th year. Shita, it says here now what? That when she comes, Basi Yerushalmi Yemecha, Nadorom Chayomim, so Shita, you have to check out before. So what's like this? No. Sakatat Chamin, I would have thought like this. Sakatat Chamin, Hoyl Yomama, since we learned that Lamed Yom Vashon Chashu Vashonom, 30 days of a year, instead of like a whole year, if so, I would have thought it's like this maybe. Hechi Debodak, no Lamed Lo Yodom, Laughless, if the first 30 days of the beginning of the 12th year, we checked her out and she did not know to who she's making the neder, she did not understand the Yom of the Dorim. Ema, what I thought to say, Sula lived, you don't have to check her out anymore. And the rest of the year doesn't help. Is Kamash Mullah know that you have to check out the whole 12th year from the day she becomes 11 years old in one day until she becomes 12 years old in one day? That whole year you have to check her out. If she makes a neder, we have to check her out that time to see if she really understands what she's saying or not. Now the Gemara says, "V'lisni hani tarati bovi." Let's say just these two cases: Bas Yud Bei Shana V'Yemecha Nedorei Kayomim. That once she's 12 years old in a day, that's it. Then in the Dor Machal, or Boitkim Kol Yud Beis, and you check her out through the whole 12th year, from 11 to 12. That year you have to check her out. But Bas Achas Asar V'Yemecha Nedorei Nivdokim Lomeli. What do you have to tell me? No, you start checking her out when she's 11 years old in one day. You have to check her out. Pamela would understand that. Samora says, no, Israch, we need all three cases. Because otherwise, Falk would have thought to say, Stomo b'shtei mesrei boi bediko. By a normal girl, true, when she's 12 years old, when she's 11 years old in one day, the first day of the 12th year, that whole year you have to check her out. But b'yachas asor, which is only 11 years old, from 10 years old in one day until she's 11 years old in one day, I would have thought to say, loy boy bedik, you don't have to check her out, a normal girl. But maybe, where she's a very sharp girl, I should check her out, I should check her out, even when she's 11, when the 11th year also check her out. Kamash Malan, that's the finish of the mission, no. That koydez hazman hazem, no, you don't have to make a bedikah. That even if she's smart and she knows who she's making the neder to, still it's not chal. There's only a special loch of mufla samach lish. There's only the 1 year before she becomes a gedolah, the year from 11 years old in one day until she's 12 years old in one day. That year we check her out to see if she knows to who she's making the neder. She understands the nyanma of nedarim. Then the neder is chal. But if not, not. Now the Gemara says, koydim hazman hazeh v'yachar hazman hazeh lomali. Why does it have to say that before this man and after this man? Let it just say what the din amar of this man, 11 and 12, and before and after, we will know Mamela. Samura says no. Sarkotayat Echmin, I would have thought to say, Hani Mili, when do we have this halacha that the 11th year you check her out? And the 12th year, and that there is Chal, Hechid, Loi, Kamri, Inu. If they do not tell us that they understand the Nedarim, then before 11 we do not check her out. But when they themselves say, the kids themselves say, that they understand the Nedarim by themselves, are telling us they understand clearly what they're saying in the Neder that they're making, and they understand the Nyonim of Nedarim, is Nismach Olayim, Mevikri Samech on them, is Kamash Malon. The Kamash Malon, even though they tell us before she's 11 that she understands the Nedarim,
or even after she's 12 years old, if she tells us she did not understand the Nedarim, nothing doing. Then we don't listen to them, then, Mamonashach, before, nothing, and afterwards, it's Chal. It's only during the 11th year that we have to check her out to see what she, if she knows or not. Tana Rabbanu, learn by this. Elu Divrei Rebbe, these are the words of Rebbe. However, that we say what? That a girl becomes a Gedolah at 12 and a boy at 13. Rabbi Shimon Elazar Waimed Dvorim Hamurim Betinoikis Betinik Hamurim. After we say that a girl becomes a Gedolah at 12, he holds no, by a boy he becomes Bar Mitzvah at 12 years old. And Dvorim Hamurim Betinik, after we say that a boy is 13 years old, Betinoikis Hamurim, he holds no, was said by a girl. According to Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, it's the opposite way around. That a boy becomes a Gedolah, a Gadol, at 12 years and one day, and a girl becomes a Gedolah at 13 years and one day. That's called Dvorim Hamurim Betinik Betinoikis Hamurim. Some of Chizur Chizur like this. My time with the Rebbe, what's the time of Rebbe, the way we passed in, the Pasuk says, Vayivan Hashem Elokim Es HaTzela, because Baruch Hu built like the Tzela, the rib of Adam Rishon into Chava, the Lama comes to teach us that Shenosna HaKadosh Baruch Hu Bini Yisari Bisha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu put special Bini, special understanding into a lady, into an Isha, Yoyse Mibish, more than a man. Therefore a girl becomes a Gedolah at 12, and a boy first a year later at 13. Vidach, what does Rabbi Shimon Elazar hold? Who mi bother this drush is for teachers like this? Kedorish kederesh lokish. The Yom of Resh lokish, Mishim Ramanasiyom. Vayivan Hashem Elokim Asatzela, Kosh Bochu built the rib. Our Shalok Achmedov, he took from Adam Rishon, Lisha, to make him into a wife, to make this rib into a wife. And Vayivieva Lodim, he brought it to Adam. Balaam, it comes to teach us this Pasik, Shakola Kosh Bochu Lechavam, that Kosh Bochu first braided the hair of Chavam. V'yaviyu waits to Adam Rishon, then he brought her to Adam Rishon. She came to Karchayim, because over the ocean, Karchayim, currently Kliyasa Biniyasa, they call their braiding of the hair, they call that Biniyasa Binyan. So after the Pasuk says, V'yivu and Hashem Lekim comes to teach us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu first braided the hair of Chava before he gave Chava to Adam. Not sure the pshat is to make it look nice, was a special Indian in this Kliyas Hasar. The Gemara says, Rav Shimon ben Elazar of my time, what's his reasoning? Omer Shmuel bar Yitzchok, mitoch she'atinik motzu beveis rabbi, since a kid is learning in yeshiva by his rebbe beveis rabbi, his nechnefes boy armum eschila, he gets wisdom first. Therefore, he holds a boy becomes smarter first. Therefore, when he becomes 12 years old in one day, he holds his mechuyev mitzvah called the gadol. But of course, we pass on the rebbe's din that a boy becomes a bar mitzvah at 13 and a girl becomes bas mitzvah at 12 years old in one day. He boiled the question like this. What's going to be now Teir Zman? In the middle of this Zman is Teir Zman Kilifnei Zman or Kilacha Zman. There's Teir Zman during this 12th year of a girl when she's 11 years old in one day until she becomes 12 years old in one day. That year is Kilifnei HaZman, is like the year before, or Kilacha Zman. What are we talking about? Ila Nedarim, if you want to say the parshas of Nedarim, so Lav Kalifnei, it's not like before she's 11 years old, Damya. And also, Lav Kalachas Man, Damya, it's not like afterwards. It's like the Mishnah says, it's Nifdokim Menu Alocha, that the year before she becomes a Gadol, he becomes a Gadol, is Nedarim HaNifdokim. So what's Yishar of the year before they become a Gadol or Gadol, what the din is that year? So Elu Yonchin, if you want to say what, if he doesn't have Eru, does he get punished or not? Does she get punished? So my, what's the locha? So Moses says, Rav Rechnina B'Yarmatavayu, Toich Zman Kalifnei Zman. During that year, it's still considered like a Kotan or Katana, and she would not get Oinchen. That's what we pass in Avada, that Toich Zman is called Kalifnei Zman. However, Rabbi Yechon, Rabbi Yeshua, Ben Levi, the Yarmatavayu, they both say, no, Toich Zman, in the middle of that year, is Kalach Zman, it's like after the year. And the Poshit according to this, it means that there would be Mechuyev and Oinchen. We'll soon see what that means. Omri Rav Nachman by Yitzchok. V'samnecha, what's the simon over here? V'zois lefnim b'Yisrael. V'zois lefnim b'Yisrael. Rashi, v'zois miz loshin nekeva, kleima. Rav Chanina, d'shimei loshin nekeva, ma lefnim. It's like lefloa, kleima. Lefnei zman. V'loi titel ha'achlev divrayim, don't change it around. That's for me to say. Nothing more says, Moser Rav Hamnuno. It says, achar zman hazeh, after this man, after she becomes 12 years old in one day. As if to a boy becomes 13 years old in one day, even though they say
neder. Even though they say they don't know who they made and they don't understand the parsha, still it's chal the neder or the hegdish. Foundation hegdish. But Samashma or Teich Zman in the middle of this year though is Klifnei Zman, it's like the year before. And Bukhvashets and the Gates and the Dormus on the Gayatu with the Earth Nevdokim. So it must be the Gayatunchen. Omale Rav or Eimer Resha. What does the Resha of the Mishnah say? Kodim is Zman Azeh, before they're 11 years old. Alpha P. Sharmu Yodimon Lashem Minodan. Even though they say they're no clear who they made the Nether for, Ros Lashem Yukhtishanu Ainad Remnes. Sit on Nether means nothing. Then Adeshim Hegdish. Mashmo Teich Zman, by the middle of this year, is called Kalacha Zman. So the Kura did both ways. The Morses of Loi, you know. Rav made a mistake. Who saw, he thought, that Rav Hamnuna was the Mishnah Yisrael Kadaik, he's Mamayit Medaikis from the extra Lashon of the Mishnah. And therefore he asked him a question. If he had a Daik Mesefer, why made the Daik from the Sefer? Lady Maresha made the Daik from the Resha already. But V'loi, it's not true. Rav Hamnuna, Migufa the Mastis, made a Daik from the Gufa of the Mishnah. As Masha from the Mishnah, Liachas, from the Gufa of the Mishnah, he's been Medaik. Rashi said, "The loy metuk me'elo kishehevi shtei sirus." So even though she brought two sirus already, "Hafilu hochi lechoshev legodol ad liyachas man." That's his diik. That mishnah's mashma to him, even though she or he brought two sirus already, but kol zman there before this man of by girl 12 years old, a boy by 13 years old, there's still k'sarah katan v'ketana. That was his diik. Now the Gemara explains like this. Heichi dami. What are we talking about? Gemara says now. Hai liyachas man heichi dami. After they become 13 or 12, what are we talking about? Either loy aisti shtesas, if they did not bring two sirus yet, 2 years, b'yoysimokim adherva, then kotanu. Midiraisa is called a kotan. Midiraisa, you don't become a godl or gadol just with years alone. It's not enough just to be by a girl 12 years old in one day, or by a boy 13 years in one day. But you have to have that shonim plush stay sirus. They have to be 2 hairs grown by the Mokum and Erva. So we're talking about now they did not bring Shtei Cyrus, they're still called the cotton. El, it must be allowed the Yaisi Shtei Cyrus. The Mishnah is talking about, yes, the Yaisi Shtei Cyrus, where these kids did bring 2 hairs. And therefore the Deacon of the Mishnah is like this. For time of Liachas Man, who do the Garmin and Lord Lemil say? Hotech Zman Klefnei Zman. When do we say it's called like a Godler or a Gedolah completely? That's only after the year. Mashma, even though she has 2 sirus, is only after the 12 or 13, then they have a Shem Godlo Gedolo. But before that, even though they have Shtei Sirus, they're not considered like a Godlo, like a Gedolo. And therefore, it's a deity of Teich Zman, meaning to say that before the age of Gedolo, that means before a girl is 12 years old in one day, or a boy 13 years old in one day, even though they do bring Shtei Sirus, that's what we're talking about here, still is called Klifnei Zman, they do not have a look like a Godlo yet until they have both. They have to have shonim, they have to be of age, and also they have to have 2 sirus, 2 hairs growing, for Yisrael Mokum. All right, we'll stop here.